In the second summit between the leaders of the United States and North Korea, an agreement was not reached for the communist country to give up its nuclear program and the democratic country to remove the economic penalties on its rival. The summit ended early. After meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump said they made a lot of progress and have a, quote, very special relationship. But he added that sometimes you have to walk away from a deal.
You have to be prepared to walk. And, you know, there was a potential we could have signed something today. I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed, but it just wasn't appropriate. I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
So why wasn't an agreement reached? CNN reports that the communist country offered to eliminate part of its nuclear program, but that it wanted the U.S. to completely remove its sanctions on North Korea's economy. President Trump said America couldn't do that. In a rare news conference after their summit, North Korea's foreign minister said his country would permanently and completely remove all nuclear materials from its main production site, and that North Korea only asked for partial relief from the U.S. sanctions. The North Korean official called it a realistic proposal. Before the summit, U.S. and North Korean negotiators had been working on the terms of an agreement for weeks. So some analysts say that the failure of the leaders to finalize it suggests it might have still been too soon for them to actually get together. A date for another meeting between them hasn't been set, according to the White House, but President Trump says America's conversation with North Korea would continue.